Today is January 19th, 2004. It is 11:07, and this is a continuation of our previous recording of the same date. I'm sorry.
How did they call the kingfisher? There was a lot of those at the camp.
I know.
If we only knew, huh? we would be doing this in the future.
We forget so many stuff, you know, like swallows. I know there's a word for swallows.
Too. And snipes.
Kurichkit.
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 Kurichkit. Kurichkit.
Kurichkit. Kurichkit. Kurichkit.
We used to throw rocks at them.
Yeah, Kurichkit.
And to be a good shot.
Are those ones that run around on the beach?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kurichkit. Yeah.
Snipes.
They're all different kinds, you know, the smaller ones and the big ones. They call it all, we all call them that, Kurichkit.
Kurichkit. And what about that one that goes,
Ikuiti.
I think that's the way we call, that's the way we call them.
Ikuiti.
Yeah.
Ikuiti.
Mm-hmm.
Ikuiti, yeah.
Some people call, what's Iabawawi? Is that a different bird?
Yeah, Buddhist. That kind of, I can remember to ask Naina.
Somebody said, spring is here for the Iguiti.
Yeah. We used to have to listen to them to play games.
Uh-huh.
After we hear them, then we play those games.
We were safe. Spring was here.
When we hear them, we can play now.
Mm-hmm. Which words were those?
In the spring.
What? Those ones that go.
What's their names?
Iguiti.
Ikuiti?
Ikuiti.
Is that what they call them in English?
I don't even know.
Easter birds?
Canary.
Easter birds?
Is that what they call them in English?
I don't know what they are. I have a bird book too, someplace.
Yeah, that's the one that they had to wait to hear before they could play with their dog.
Mm-hmm.
After we hear that, you know, we could play hide and seek, you know, we can play all the. After we hear that bird. In the spring, that's when you start playing.
You couldn't play even games? Not only you couldn't play with your dolls and your toys, but you couldn't play with games either?
I only remember my dolls.
Outside
dolls. Or you couldn't play outside games. Oh.
I heard like you couldn't play with your toy boats and then the girls couldn't play with their dolls outside or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were pretty strict about stuff like that.
I used to like to play on the beach, on a sandy beach. With the blue mussel shells.
Make all kind of stuff. Uh-huh. Me, I used to make, with other stupid cocks, I used to make docks, you know, for my boat.
Oh, my, well, we had quite
my
an
pants,
imagination.
They were all torn, you know, playing with boats in the sand, in a fishing camp. Used to make all kind of, boy, I had nice boats, all hollow and.
Parahudachot.
Uh-huh. Hollow and. It looked like boats.
Make a skiff out of that.
Mm, and then you put a nail in the end, you know, and then go along the beach, you know, just like boat.
Uh-huh.
Then we used to use them psychics. We go run full bore and edge it up. And sometimes you tumble.
We made big waves with the psychics.
Yeah, you know, on the side of the beach in the water. Uh-huh. And it's really shallow. You could run and make a big wave, you know. And sometimes you
tub.
Kanakak.
Wash tub.
Yeah, wash tub.
You use a wash tub and
We go
run full boy. Sometimes regular box. Boy, sometimes you fall. You hurt
tumble.
Yourself. Yeah.
Kanakak.
You know, you hit We used to have fun, just doing little, you know, stuff we made up our own.
Yeah. I'd get those little fishies, put them in the hatch.
Uh-huh.
Did you play on swings back then? Did people have a lot of buoy swings or regular swings?
Oh, I don't remember a buoy swing, but the one by the school, that was a high one. It looked high anyway.
They used to have big swings,
yeah.
Go way up, you know. But not buoys. We never had to buoys before. No. Just after crab.
Yeah, on crab.
So you'd have ones with a wooden seat?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And my dad always, I always had a swing in my sinak. Because it was a wide, pretty wide. And he put rope on the rafters.
Yeah,
when your stomach goes up.
Tickle. You know, when you go up. Kishwayuk.
Kishwayuk.
Kishwayuk. Just like anything, like
on an airplane. An
airplane to a kishwayuk, you know, your stomach.
When it drops, you know, when it drop.
It tickles your stomach, you know, anything like that. That's what they call kishwayuk.
What would you call it in English?
Maybe butterflies in your stomach, or
yeah, something like that. Yeah,
just make your stomach go up. Feels like it goes up.
Mm-hmm. Or stomach jumping or something.
I just like when you're way up. Kishwayuk pagahto. Yeah, you get the same thing, you get the same feeling, you know, too high. You know, you look down, you know, kishwayuk. You know, when you're way up, you know, you look down, kishwayuk nachpagahto. Kishwayuk nachpagahto. And then you get that funny feeling, you know that tickle. Some people are scared of heights, you know. And
kishwayuk, is it with a Q at the end?
Kishwayuk.
With a K.
With the K at the end.
Okay.
Kishwayuk. Q and K.
So if you said kishwayuk duk, it would be his stomach is doing that on the swing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's funny.
I didn't know.
You don't have a word for it in English.
I know.
It's even hard to describe in English.
Yeah. I didn't know there was an ice rink up there. Yeah, I read it in
I'll have to get my ice skates from you so we can.
I want to go ice.
I have two women's in size 8.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I
and then one
go.
For Jeremy. One pair.
Boy, I got to go look at it.
I never skate for
Jeremy. So you have the same size Jeremy does.
You not get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to take my kids in Old Harbor.
Well, I got them at that the Skater's Edge. They sell used skates for just like, you know. Not very much. I think I got them for like maybe $8 or $10.
The ice rink, does it cost to use it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's free. I just don't know what times it's open.
Ooh, my legs would be shaky.
Yeah, I'd be so clumsy.
I think I've only been on ice skates like twice my whole life. So.
Huh.
You know, I was pretty good skating, and I could go backwards, everything.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think I can go. But I'm on this kind of roller skate, and that was, you know, in that big hanger.
Uh-huh.
It kind of, some of it was kind of like this. I put one on, I hit the wall. I didn't know how to stop, but I didn't know how to roller skate.
I used to go backwards too. That was fun.
Uh-huh.
I could do that on roller skates, but not on ice skates.
I couldn't roller skate. I didn't know how to control. Ice skates, that's how I used to do it day and night, you know, skate, you know, moonlight, all night long sometimes.
Yeah, all I can do is go forward.
You can't go backward?
Not really. I mean, I can kind of, but it's just like, just a little.
All you have
to
do is turn your heels.
Just for a couple of feet, and then I lose my balance. Mm-hmm.
I probably can't now.
I have weak ankles, so when I skate, it's like my ankles go in like that.
Yeah.
I have to try to strengthen them up.
Yeah. I got so many ankle injuries when I was playing volleyball. Sprained them so many times that the couple times when I did ice skate that I had trouble keeping my skate straight. Mm-hmm. I had to wear braces when I did it. I don't have braces anymore for my ankles.
Yeah. Just have to do exercise.
Boy, my bones break so easily now. Probably better not try it.
Have you ever had a broken bone?
I did.
What did you break?
My arm right here, right above the wrist.
I know.
We were out walking, my friend and I went across the, over the bridge there. We were just walking along. I was always so proud that I could keep my balance real good. Mm. And it just, I was wearing wrong kind of shoes. Mm. I went down, tried to stop myself.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, oh no.
That's what happened to me.
It swelled up really big. Oh. And I was living, that was after Charlie died too. And not last fall, we were out berry picking. We came in to use the bathroom at my friend's place. I was walking down, I said, you and your spiral staircase, I missed the bottom step.
Oh.
And stepped down. Which side was it, left or right? Anyway, oh, that was painful. It was so painful. I was here by myself, nobody to help me.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't use the crutches. I'd take the stool and it was it was bad. Anyway, I made it. It was a hairline crack.
Oh. So you did you get a cast on it or not?
Air brace. Mm-hmm. Air brace. Those are nice.
Yeah. My friend did the same thing to her foot. But when she was pregnant, just from the excess weight that she gained.
Oh, my goodness.
From her pregnancy, she's just a wow. real little, I mean, she's probably 4'11" or something, really little woman. And she, just the pressure from gaining weight, even though she only gained, I think, 40 pounds with her pregnancy,
wow.
it just broke her foot.
Wow.
Around. She didn't even fall, nothing. It was a stress fracture or something.
Mm.
Does she have osteoporosis? No, it just...
No.
Boy, she must have brittle bones.
Yeah, I think, well, she's really teeny, too.
Huh.
Like that. And she doesn't do any kind of exercise or nothing.
Mm, I better keep up my exercises.
Yeah. So.
How about you, Nick? Any big injuries?
Yeah, I broke, fractured.
Did you break both of the bones?
It fell like that in my back. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a broken rib here. You know what I did? I was working at Alitec in the 66 or 67. I was butchering like that. The pain. That's how stubborn I am.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't tell nobody because I had to work, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm butchering all day long. That I don't know how I did that. Sometimes I always wonder how could I take that pain and still work. And when I told him, superintendent, boy, he got mad, you know, don't ever do that again, let me know if you heard anything. Said, you know, I don't like to miss work if I can't help it.
Did you take ibuprofen?
We've noticed that about you.
Did you take aspirin or
nothing?
Oh.
And then I broke my ribs down here.
Mm.
Oh, boy, that's bad. And then I hurt my back 5 times sometimes. I couldn't even get up for 2 months.
Wow, how'd you hurt your back?
Crabbing.
Oh.
Crabbing, and then I fell down, and then I did an owl attack again in a skiff. I was in a bow, and he pounced, you know, my back went in.
Mm-hmm.
And I work all summer like that. Then Wynn Brindle told me, Nick, you better go home. I could hardly walk, I had to roll off the bed in the morning. Then I worked 10 hours a day. Wouldn't you shake his head? I don't know. I wouldn't come home. It would call someone like that.
Is there a Lutic word for breaking your bones?
Kupak. Imdak.
Imdak is bend, but
no,
when
imdak. Imsk ka ihoga. I broke my emskka. I bika emskka.
Emskka.
say bend? How would you say bend?
Bend. Buchlubu. Buchlubu. Buchshu. Buchshu. Bend. Buchshu.
Okay, say let go. Say let go. Let go of the rope.
Buchshu.
Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. I don't see. That's where I'm having a problem
okay.
with.
Buchshu. Yeah. Let go. Buchlubu. Bend it.
So see? It's almost the same word.
Well, you catch a lot of stuff and I didn't catch on to me because I...
Kupacht.
Kupacht. Kupacht. Kupacht. Yeah. Kupacht.
Yeah.
You broke my
I
leg.
Broke my leg.
Kupachtska.
I wonder if there's a word for sprain. Or just say that I almost broke it.
Sprain. Nikikahlanga. Nikikahlanga.
Nikikak.
Nikikak.
Yeah, nikikak is twist. Yeah, when you twist something.
I think it was my junior year in high school. I was playing volleyball and I jumped up to block a, you know, spike from one of my team members that was on the other side of the net. And she came down before me and I landed on top of her foot because both of us had landed kind of with our feet under the net. And I just rolled my ankle really bad and it swelled up so fast that it was my shoe was holding my foot in, and it was so painful. I started saying all sorts of really bad words, like screaming them, and they were echoing in because I was in so much pain. And I was crawling around on my hands and knees, yelling, "Somebody take my shoe off!"
I bet you were a live wire in high school.
Yeah, and then my coach was like, "Shauna." Because she couldn't believe the things that were coming out of my mouth.
Boy,
like,
that hurt.
Hurts.
That hurts, I know.
So it's Nikki Kachlana?
Nikki Kach.
Nikki Kach.
Nikki Kachlana.
So is it with K's or Q's?
Nikki Kach.
Nikki Kach.
Yeah, Nikki Kachlana. Well, I think you leave the. Drop the Q, I think, at the end if you say Xianga.
Yeah. N-I-K-I-Q-A-R-L-L-I-A-N-G-A.
Nakikasyanga. Nakikasyanga. Nakikakka.
Nakikakka.
I twisted it.
Nakikakka.
That's a different ending for you, I think.
Mm. So nikikahyanga is I sprained something in the past.
Right. Nikikakka.
And then nikikakka is I just sprained
nikikakka. There's no T on that one. Nikikakka.
Nikikakka.
Like I just sprained it. Nikikakka.
Nakikahtua. I sprained it right now.
Okay. So you could say, Ihuka Nikikakka.
I sprained my leg.
Yeah. Although you can't really sprain your whole leg.
Yeah. I was wondering where on your leg.
How do you say ankle?
Yeah, ankle. Is there? Is it on? Yeah, there's.
There's a word for that.
Is it in the dictionary?
Mm-hmm. Ankle.
Ankle.
Sometimes I forget I'm holding it. It has ankle bone. Kamangak.
Kamangak. Mm-mm. No.
Mm.
so funny when you can't remember something you know.
I know. Sometimes I always wake up, I try to think of words, you know. Sometimes I think of, and when I come, I forget.
All of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. I should keep writing them down.
Yeah, just the way you think they sound,
mm-hmm.
You should. Nikikak.
Nikikak, ikikak. Ikikak is when you fall. You know, all of a sudden, nikikak. Nikikak.
Ikikak. Ikikak.
Think of ankle.
Ankle, yeah. If anyone remembers the word for ankle, write it down.
That morning goes by so fast.
I know.
Those are here.
It seems like.
Just while ago, I looked at it.
Yeah, makkul. That when I was in Old Harbor, that's the first time I heard that word.
Yeah,
makkul.
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 Makkul. I mean, sloppy.
Dirty.
This is a continuation of the recording for January 20th, 2004. I'm sitting in on this recording is Nicole Oakley, Florence Pesterkoff, April Actonian Counselor, and Shauna Hickna.
Kawach Sun.
Hi.
Kawach Sun.
Kawach
Sun.
Kawach Sun.
Kawach Sun.
Hmm.
That's what it says in here. What about sheets?
Kawach Sudak.
Kawach Sun.
Like bed sheets? Mm.
Bed sheets?
Yeah, like sheets for a bed.
Yeah, kawach shun too, you know. Mm-hmm. Same. We could use both of them.
Uli what?
Uli what?
I'm thinking about bed sheets. How do you say thin?
Huh?
How do you say thin? You know, not thick. Not thick, but thin. Something is thin.
I know.
Thin.
Chikuk.
No, chikuk is ice.
I know, that's what I mean. I'm trying to get that.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Or
Chanchtuk.
Chanchtuk,
yeah. Thin. Chanchtuk is thin.
Thin.
Thin
ice.
Yeah,
thin ice.
Said.
You know. Thin, T-H. Yeah.
Chan.
See, Alu,
Chan
like to use that T-H, you know, you know, and all that.
No, they say 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that's what I mean, we don't like to use that T-H.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Too much trouble.
What about Charnik?
Charnik. Charnik sled.
Charnik.
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 On a door. Hinge.
Charnik.
Charnik.
Huh.
Hmm.
Looks like it's
I don't
Russian.
Think I ever heard it. I don't think I ever heard my dad or anybody else
well,
talk
how does
about
it.
It
look for? I think we're pretty good for household
yeah.
objects. Maybe we can kind of move on to the, let's see, landscape. I'm going to skip the classroom and office section because that's going to be really hard for right now. But maybe we could look at the landscape section. Pretty much we just need help brainstorming because I tried to pick out words that were, you know, we've studied, but there's probably a lot we haven't.
Mm-hmm.
For things you find outside. But, Nabak, Uchwik, Imak, Majam, or Majak, Kilak, Kedik, Inchik, Hanik, Nuna, Sha, Umnik, Kangiyak
Bay.
Kangiyak.
Kangiyak.
Aksak.
Aksak.
Angyuk.
Angyuk.
Snow on the ground?
Yeah, Angyuk, okay. Yeah.
Sweet cock.
Sweet cock.
A hill. What's your guys' word for hill?
Hill.
Not a mountain, but a hill.
We have Ingin Chuk.
Ingin Chuk. Little mountain.
Ingin Chuk.
Ingin Chuk.
Cliff.
Knock.
Knock.
Knock, yeah.
Wuchut.
Grass.
Yamak.
Rock.
Kutta.
Kutta mean beach.
Kangyuk.
Wave.
That's all that I have. I was having trouble with this one. So we're not looking for animals because we have another section on birds and animals and wildlife.
Abhuduk.
Huh?
Abhuduk.
Abhuduk.
A road.
Abhuduk.
Oh.
A road.
It's a road.
Abhuduk.
Abhuduk. Abhuduk.
Abhuduk.
Abhuduk.
Abhuduk.
Just in Abhudakhat, dirt?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say next. Dirt, soil.
Yeah.
On the ground.
Iqaq.
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 Iqaq. Iqaq. The dirt, the dirt. Soil. Soil is what it is. Iqaq.
Just like when you're dirty, you know.
Yeah, ikatu.
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 Ikatu. Ikatu.
Ikatu.
Yeah, you're dirty.
You're dirty.
Ikatu and the psui.
Well, I guess ikatu would be, you know, if your face or hands are dirty.
Anything, you know. Ikatu, ikatu, uchtuhki. You know, like your hands are dirty, wash them. You know. They got to. You know.
He said you're dirty and stink.
let's see. Well, I added plants, Nordstadt.
Nordstadt, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Should I add cave? Luchtak.
Luchtak. Yeah.
Okay, what's a lagak? Lagak.
Lagak is a, you know,
little hole.
Yeah, you make you dig a lagak, you know, where you put the post.
I thought it was Kamchatka lily bulbs.
Lagak.
You know, just like you go on a hill, somebody will tell lagam and it can. Yeah, I can. Don't fall in a hole, you know.
Oh.
You know, there's a lot of lumps there, you know. There's sometimes you can't see a hole.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you call that.
What about like a pothole? Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Lagak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lagangjuk.
Lagasinak.
What's a ukinak? Oh, lagak, yeah. There's lagak, hole made by digging.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking lagak, like L-A-A-G-A-Q instead of L-A-A-K-A-K.
Lagak. Lagak.
So.
Lachtut. Chumuikut achtut. Lachtut.
Lachtut means they're...
Yeah, they're digging up the soil.
Grave, you know.
And when you say chumuikut achtut, they're going to... bury him or her.
Kunuik.
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 Kunuik. Huh?
Kunuik.
Yeah, Kunuik.
Kunuik.
Kunuik. They're going to bury.
Does this have to be stuff like in the natural environment?
Ideally, like things you would see out, like if you were just looking out your window. things you would see outside.
Mm.
So not something like an airstrip or something like that. Okay. Let's see.
I think if we started bringing in too many man-made things,
and it would turn into all...
It'd be a nightmare.
Yeah. Flowers, trees, birds. What about birds? Oh, that's going to be in the animals.
Yeah.
It's hard to think of...
I think this is probably
animals.
Good. For, oh, do we have lake?
Nanwak?
Nope.
Nanwak.
Nanwak.
What do you think
river.
About that name, Nick? Nanwalak. What does that say to you? What does that
Nanwalak.
Mean to you? Nanwalak.
Nanwalak. There's
uh-huh.
where
lots of lakes.
Yeah.
Lots of lakes. Nanwalak.
Now up there they call it Nanwalik.
Yeah. I know, Nanwalak.
Yeah.
We say Nanwalak.
Nanwalak.
So a quick is a creek.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a river is Kwesinat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got river.
Just like in Ogilvy, Kwijak.
Kwijak.
They used to call it Kwijak. There's a place there they call it Kwijak in Ogilvy. Yeah, Kwijami Kurahta, you know. I think Kwijak is like coming over the cliff or something like that. I think there's a place like that over there.
Maybe
across.
Like a waterfall?
Yeah, something like that. Kwijak.
I wonder if there is a waterfall in here. I never thought of that.
I just thought of it now because I used to hear that Kwijak. We used to go to Kwijak all the time. I heard Kwijam and Kurahta. You know, I used to hear my dad and
what's the name of that?
Mm-hmm. Name of the place.
Place.
In here it has waterfall, Kuchluchta, waterfall.
I think Kwijak is that. I think that's what it is.
Kwijak.
Yeah, because Kwijak is a quick is a stream. I mean a stream or creek. Kwijak is, you know. I think that's what it. Because I remember the Kwijak is coming off the cliff, I think, yeah.
Mm.
It just came to my mind. You know. Guys to hear her dad and my dad and Willie, Hiroshka and all them.
The hunting store.
Hunting, you know, they used to go hunting.
Hunting places.
Yeah. Kwijami Amloch Dudigani, you know, something like that. A lot of. Lot of whatever they're hunting for, getting land orders. Or
they always shared. They didn't.
Huh?
They didn't. They weren't greedy.
Uh-uh.
They always
they
told
share.
Where they
yeah.
where they found.
They shared everything. You know, whenever they get something, they shared and they tell them where they got it, how much, you
yeah.
know, how much they got. They never hide nothing.
I wonder if that's because they didn't hunt till things were extinct. You know, like nowadays, if you tell too many people, then that year they'll wipe out every resource.
Yeah, probably.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. yeah. Protecting
but,
yourself.
Just the natives, you know, they never hide each other. I mean, from each
in
other.
In the past.
But now you have to, with the, you know, too many people coming around
yeah.
the States.
Yeah.
You know.
Too many Asanachtat.
Asanachtat.
Strangers.
Oh. Asanachter nangu chika, they're gonna
finish
strangers are
us.
Gonna finish it for us.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Is there a word for moss?
Yeah, there's a
uh-huh.
word for moss. What is it?
She might bury us in.
I just said it. Mossberry. Mossberry.
Moss. Yeah, there's a word for moss.
Yeah.
Berries,
I forgot what they call it, Labrador tea. I used to know what they call it, Labrador tea.
I saw it somewhere. It might be in the new dictionary.
Don't sink in the, you know.
In the moss. What do they call a swamp? Like swampy area.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm, same thing.
Oh.
Because you're sinking.
Because it's squishy.
Uh-huh.
What's mahok?
Swamp or swampy place? Mahak?
Mahak, there was something different when, you, like quicksand.
But mahak, but you could, you still couldn't mahok in it.
Mahak in the mahok.
You could mahok in the mahak. That sounds good, huh? Make a song out of that.
We should
make a song out of that. Somebody going out hunting and sinking in the swamp.
They're making a mummy in the mahak. You know, like in Northern Europe where they find all those mummies in the bog.
Huh.
Have you heard about that? Yeah, they find like 2,000-year-old people. They're all like kind of mummified. They sink down in the bog and then they're whole body turns to leather practically.
Hmm.
And they pull them up, they're still wearing their clothes, they have little hats like all in medieval style, you know, because it's from like thousands of years ago. Very interesting.
So well we preserved that.
Yeah.
Kadiyak, red fox, or
Kadiyak?
Kadiyak.
Kadiyak.
Kadiyak. Is it, say it again, Nick.
Kadiyak.
Kadiyak. Q. Kadiyak.
Red fox. Kadiyak.
Okay. Land otter. Akuyak. Takukak. Ikashuk. Kakiyak. Alimak. Niklik. Amasuk. Amahduk. Ahnak. Sea otter. Kumachyak, Kalnak, Mankuiluk, Paluktak, Ukutik, Ishik,
Ukutik,
Ukutik, Ishik, Amikuk, or Utwik, Mangak, Kahiyak, Kahiyak, a puffin. How do you say puffin?
Isn't it tea something? Tan. Tan.
Puffin?
Tan kich. Tan kich.
I call tungak.
Tungak. Tungak. Puffin. See puffin.
Tungak. Amitaduk. Achwak. Piuchta. Achshuk, killer whale. Jellyfish.
Achshuk.
Achshuk.
Achshuk. Achshuk.
Achshuk. Killer whale, yeah.
Ichaluchwak.
Ichaluchwak. Pretend moon.
Think of any other important.
Well, kuskak, you didn't put, I don't hear kuskak.
Oh, kuskak.
I thought you'd say it after dog. How about sitinkak?
Yeah, sitinkak, pig. Sitinkak. Kuruwak.
Kuruwak, cow.
Cow.
They had them over, well, here and
what about
Afoga.
Horses?
I was just going to say that. Kunik.
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 Kunik. Insect in general. I left that off there.
Reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What was
it?
Did we call them that?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so.
Something else.
Yeah, we called them something else.
What about stuff on the beach? Like
oops, jumping jacks.
Yeah, beach flea.
Did we call jumping jacks? I know we used to.
Starts with a K, I know. It's, I think it's under beach.
Yeah, I know. I remember I was saying
talking
it.
About that before.
Not King Uhuata.
No. King Uhuata is a worm.
Worm. They're kind of like. I'm trying to think of reindeer because I know we had a word for it.
Or sand. Maybe it's under sand.
That's what it is. Sand. Oh, my teeth are aching. I think I'm going to the dentist now.
Yeah.
What about
the sun is really bright.
Yeah, it is.
I need my sunglasses.
Sansli.
Kumithat.
Kumithat.
Yeah, Kumithat, yeah.
And G-A-Q?
Kumit.
Jumping jacks. Kumitha.
Kumitha.
And then, what was the other one I was looking for, Florence? You said something.
Reindeer.
Reindeer.
What's those spiny things on the beach?
Uduk.
Uduk.
Sea
urchins.
That's the English word. I can't even say
urchin.
Sea urchin.
Oh, yeah.
Then ochidak.
No reindeer in the dictionary.
Ochidak. Is there a word for sea anemone?
Huh?
Those sea anemones, the little feelers that stick on the rocks?
That stick on the rock.
Or barnacles?
Barnacles, how do you say that? I know how to say it, but I forget.
Yeah, I remember hearing it too, but I don't remember.
What about mussels? Like purple mussels?
Kapila.
Kapila.
Sisu hot.
Kapila.
That's the way they call them in Old Harbor. Kapila.
Okay. And what about barnacle?
Coke. Do you guys hear that?
With a K?
Coke.
Q-A-U-Q.
Coke.
Coke.
Huh.
I'll put a question mark by that
it's
one.
It's like the eluticized word for Coca-Cola.
Coke.
There's a word for it. I can't remember it.
What about a bat? Kanachyak or
Pikachdoodak.
Bat, Pikachdoodak. It's something.
In Spanish.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm talking about like a bat like that flies.
Yeah, I know. I see
bat.
That. Yeah.
Something you spank with.
You better not spank with a cat that flies.
How did you say them before? There's a word for it.
Do we have mouse on that list?
Griset. Griset?
Mouse.
Griset? No.
I know we talked about it yesterday.
It's not in there.
Oh.
What was that, Nick? I'm sorry.
What bat.
Oh, no, it's not in here. They just have a bat that you...
Oh, knock. Is that what you said?
Knock.
Oh, knock.
Or mouse.
Or mouse. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll leave bat blank for now, then.
Rabbit. Do we have rabbit on there?
Mm-hmm.
Kuskanak. Duck.
I bet we forgot some animals and land stuff,
and
huh?
And then, like, are we going to do underwater ones, too? Like, halibut?
Yeah.
Halibut is...
Sahik.
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 Sahik. Sahik.
Sahik. Sahik.
What about a bullhead? Is there a bullhead in there?
Kayuluk.
Kayuluk.
Never forget that. Kayuluk. Okay, flounder.
Sahihuach.
Sahihuach.
Oh, with a K. Oh, I wish we had better.
Kalak.
Kalak, that's the one you want.
Kalak?
Kalak.
For what? Flounder?
No, kalak is not flounder. Sahihuach. Kalak is those, almost like bullheads, but they're some kind of...
Are they kind of green?
Yeah, kalak.
Like link card kind of thing?
No, These are almost like bullhead, but they're a little different. They're
like
kind
a
of green, like, yeah. Some
what
not
am
rock
I
fish,
thinking?
But I forget what they're called.
What about
the
cod? Q-A-L-A-Q?
Amudak. Cod is amudak.
Yeah, amudak is codfish.
Okay.
Oh, I'm trying to think of the green.
Kalak. How do you say it?
Kalak.
Kalak. Kalak. Oh, I can't.
It's almost like a cod. I mean, almost like cayuluk, but like bullhead, but it's green and a little different. Bottom fish, actually. They're good eating, too.
What in the world? I can't think of what the
boys
kids used
to like
to
eat bullheads before. Yeah. We used to eat all kinds of things, you know.
Boundaries.
Boy, Filipinos used to know how to outside and they'll attack. They have rice and they barbecue the flounders.
Mm.
Oh man, you just take the flounders and eat some rice. Oh.
Sounds tasty.
Mm.
What else do we have in the water?
Mm. What about those water snakes? What do, those
the eel?
Eel, yeah.
Eel. I bet there's a word for it.
Yeah, there's a, there is.
Eel. We're probably missing some really obvious animal that is all over Kodiak.
What about?
I wish I could think of reindeer. I'm thinking about, oh, that deer you gave me, that was so good. Very tasty. Good.
Well, kuritskit, snipes.
Yeah, kuritskit. Kuritskit jelly pitochonech. They're green too.
Mm-hmm.
Mallard. Just in Abdachat.
Mallard. Nishkitak. Nishkitat.
What about butterball and golden eye?
Butterball. Oh, boy. I know there's words for them too.
Ikoiti.
Rock duck is.
And loon. Hello. Oh, hi. Pretty good. Did you see Jessica?
Them ducks. Yeah, it's them ducks.
Oh.
Them big ducks.
Well. Oh, you are? Back to
the kind of black and white spots. Chuwahna. Mm-hmm. They're tough, boy. They're good eating, though. You gotta cook them long. And then chuwahnaks.
Wow.
I forget the other kind.
I don't know.
Same
I'm
size.
Supposed to go to Yuzinki tomorrow.
But
I don't know
black.
If I'll get to see you.
I can't remember the name. I thought I'd tell you about it. Chuwahnak.
Somebody else is calling.
What did I say?
Somebody else is calling.
Black and white duck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a minute.
Chuwahnak.
Chuwahnak.
Is that C-U-U-W-A-G?
Hello?
Or
Hi, sweetie. Could you call me in just about 10 minutes?
Chuwahnak.
Okay.
Chuwahnak.
Lori? Okay.
Bye.
Chuwahnak. צריך שיוח נח.
דק. Black and white duck.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Okay. What is chuach nach?
Seal.
There's big ducks, you know, they're like
Ijuik.
White and they're really big and tough.
Mm.
And they get
them
black
ones
too. There's
more than one kind of seal. We had it in the Elitic word of the week.
Loon. I can't remember how you call loon. That was really... Oh. Oh, yeah.
Is the Linda?
Yeah, that's too bad.
I know there's a word for two.
Who stay with me? Nobody right now. We're just doing our lesson, Aleutic lesson.
Maybe we should.
That's what I do in the morning.
Try to look at some of the other. We'll brainstorm some more today.
Yeah, I'd sure like to see you.
It's a section I want to go over.
I know
yeah.
We went over.
You're going to be at Jessica's, huh?
You got them someplace.
Why don't I just call you later?
About,
see if you're there, okay?
And I can't remember the black one.
Okay, I'll do that, okay?
Almost like Chuahnak.
All right, Abby, black. Good to talk to you. Bye.
I can't remember if Chuahnak is a black one or the.
Hello?
Black and white
one?
Yeah.
Big and then.
Good.
Tough picking,
just
but
finishing up with the lesson.
Boy, when you cook them.
Pretty quick.
Tastes good. Good taste.
No, tomorrow morning.
I know there's a word for rock ducks. We said it, but I can't remember. And golden eyes and eiders and stuff like that. They have a name for those.
Whistlers.
Whistlers. Oh, yeah, there you go, whistler. Chuahnak and whistler. Whistlers are the black ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
So the whistler isn't
Chuahnak,
though.
Mm-hmm. Whistler is...
Yeah, let me call you back, okay? Okay, bye-bye.
Black.
Why they three calls all at once?
They're popular this morning.
That's the way it gets.
So whistlers are Chuahnak, I think.
Chuahnak.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all confused.
I wish you could take a pill and bring back all those words.
I wish I could take a pill and learn them all.
Something about long neck. It's the
Uyakulik.
They used to, out in the bay there, they used to.
You know who would know? Theodore Skvortsov.
Oh, yeah.
I think Dennis Knagin also
called,
when we did Loon in the Aleutic Word of the Week, he called me and said, that just means long neck.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
I'll put a question mark on it. So we'll
put down Uyakulik and just see if it's the one.
Okay. Uyakulik. Okay.
Maybe we should do common conversations real quick, see if we can get us. So we just have some really simple ones like Kunga, Chimai, Kayu, Hui, Nama, Koyana, Koyanaduk, Owai, Akudah, Dwa. Okay. Yukuchikamkin.
I'm going to talk to you.
Yukuchikamkin. I will talk to you.
Could you use that for I will call you on the phone too?
Oops.
Adakugu
later on. We could just say adaku to adaku. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. And then Nushnikamin Akudakhtwa Nani Ichit.
Nani Ichit.
Ichit.
Where are you?
Ichit. Unwaku Dank Chikamkin. Kida. Patinguk mani, umninguk ikani, pinach duka shami, akshanguk shami, uknach duk shami, kufiach yuch dunka, kufiach yuch dua. Fancy, Geich dunka?
Keich
dunka. Keich dunka, keich dua, asich dua, asich dunka, koyach danga amasuchtwa imasuchtwa.
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 Kumechtachtuk.
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 He's always angry.
Yeah.
Some of these I made up on my own, so I don't know if
they're
right. Kumechtachtuk.
Kumechtwa.
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 Pududun.
Pududun.
Pududun. Okay, so that T has to come out.
Puduk is a pout. Pududun.
Pududun. Asichtwa elfetni. Unglachtach. Gunuk. We are always laughing.
Unglachtau. Unglachtau.
We laugh a lot, no? What else? What were you trying to say?
We are always laughing, or we laugh a lot would be fun.
Yeah, unglachtachtugut.
Okay.
Sister, meet. That's good.
Ngalachtak. He's always laughing.
They're always laughing?
Ngalachtak. He's always laughing. Ngalachtashachtona. He's always laughing.
Ngalachtak.
You know, you get kind of mad. Ngalachtashachtona. Them guys are always laughing. You know, like they're laughing at you or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nglachtak. Nglachtak, yeah.
Nglachtachtachtuk. Somebody that likes to laugh a lot.
Yeah, nglachtak is like you like to laugh a lot. Nglachtak.
Let's all eat nachalida. Chayuch yuch dutnka. Chayuch yuch.
Chayuch yuch.
Chayuch yuch
dutnka.
Nachalida is right for let's all eat.
Yeah, let's eat.
Nachalida.
Chayuch yuch dwa.
Chayuch yuch dwa.
Chayuch yuch.
There you go.
Chayuch nin dwa.
Because when you say chayuch, that's pull.
Oh, okay.
Chayuch
yuch dwa.
There you go.
Okay.
Chayuch nga dwa. Chayuch nga pull me. Chayuch yun tua.
Chayuch
yun tua.
I lost, or he lost you. Like when you're gone for a long time, like say a wife leaves a husband to go travel somewhere, and they come back and they say, he lost, you know, your husband lost you or whatever. What's the
word? Tamakiden. Tamakiden. Tamakiden.
Tamakiden means you lost him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He lost you. He, she lost you.
Kusu kamken. Would that be right for we miss him? Kusu kamken.
I thought that was no. I miss you. Missed you.
Right.
So how would you say we missed him?
Tamam da kusukum.
Tamam da
kusukum.
Kusukum ten?
No, wait a minute.
We missed him would be tamam da kusu.
Tamam da kusu. How would you say that? It's not right. No, that would be all of us, I missed you. Because kusu kamgun is I missed you.
What are you trying to say?
Just like
we all missed you.
Yeah, like
we all missed
you, or we all missed him. Like just regular things you'd say in everyday conversation.
Let's see.
Kusukkoslaten. Kusukkoslaten.
No.
You guys made us miss you.
What is it?
Kusukkoslaten. You made us miss you.
Oh.
You made us miss you.
Kusukkoslaten.
Yeah.
Tamamda kusukum can. All of us, we lonesome for you. You know, that's what it means.
So tamamta kusukamkin is we all missed you.
Uh-huh.
I'm not making a connection there, but that's okay.
Tamamta, I mean, you know, so
yeah, all of
just
us.
Just one. You know.
But he's saying
tamamta kusukamji. It would be a lot of them, you know.
Tamamta kusukam.
That would mean we all missed you all.
Yeah.
Well, that you're including your... It's a double thing. But let me think about that one.
Hurry up.
Chukaludin.
Chukaludin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chukaludin. You hurry up.
Kunu kamkan. That's all that I have.
Chukaludin. Let's say Chukaludin is... Hurry up or faster.
Mm-hmm.
Chukkaduden means slow.
You're slow.
Chukkaduden.
Because slow.
Chukkaduden?
Yeah.
Chukkaduden. Chukaluden.
Chukaluden means hurry. You know.
Chukkaduden, is that mean slow down or you're slow?
You're slow. Chukkaduden.
Okay.
Oh, so how do you say slow down?
Chukkaduden. Chukkaduden.
You could say chukke chachluden too.
Chukke
chachluden.
Or chukke yuchluden. Chukke yuchluden is the way we say it.
Chukke yuchluden.
Chukke yuchluden. Chukke yuchluden. Or chukke chachluden.
Slow down a little. Okay. Slow down a little.
So we'll have to revisit common conversations.
Yeah.
Chingaluten.
The last one I think we have is, can I look at this real quick? Because I think I skipped a couple.
Because the Luden and Luden.
Chingaluten. Run.
Luden and.
Chingaluten. Chingaluten. You run.
Where's my Banya section? It's not on here. Oh no, I wonder if it didn't save last night. I did a whole thing on the Banya, and it had great sentences like splash the rocks, it's too hot in here.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
I don't know. It's not in here. I don't know if I didn't print it out or if it got erased or... Oh, it had good ones in there, too. I was just on a roll when I was brainstorming. It had sentences like chop the wood and let's go look for firewood.
Wow, that's a good one.
I'll have to rewrite it. I was hoping we could look at it today. Darn it.
Well, you already have so many.
But that was my favorite one. That was the one I was really, you know, because I was thinking I could learn all these ones and then...
Yeah?